Welcome to American Dissident Voices. I'm Kevin Alfred Strom. This week, I'll continue my open letter to President-elect Donald Trump, which will be delivered to him via every available means. I'll begin by expanding upon what I said last week. Mr. Trump, you were elected overwhelmingly by the votes of white Americans. No other group supported you with a majority of its votes. Our political elite and its managerial class did not vote for you. Our Browning major cities did not vote for you. White men voted for you. White women voted for you. And most important of all, white working class people voted for you. You need to come through for these white workers. They are depending on you to keep all your promises, express and implied, and stand up for them against the Jewish-led political and corporate elite that exploits and abuses them, uses them for cannon fodder in its endless wars for Israel and Wall Street, and has slated them for extinction because they are very unreliable slaves. The one group of white workers who did not support you is young white workers. To a large degree, they supported the socialist platform of Bernie Sanders and only voted for Hillary Clinton with a large clothespin applied to their noses. Truth be told, even Bernie Sanders wasn't an ideal candidate for them. These young people are solidly anti-war, and Sanders often supported the wars for Israel that have led to friends and family members of these young whites coming home in bloody body bags. Standing by and amplifying your reluctance to fight Wall Street's and the Jews' wars, by standing by your nationalism and incorporating into it real socialism. Call it by another name if you like, but social-minded nationalism is the only way forward. By incorporating a cancellation of bank debt into your program, by nationalizing the central bank, by subsidizing tuition for the best of our young people, and also by making it possible for them to begin accumulating wealth and having large families early in life. You can build a coalition of white workers, young and old, that can last a decade or more, and that can possibly be a factor in saving the America that I believe you love. You have already successfully cut the ground from underneath the feet of the establishment Republicans by taking away the issues that they used to run on and showing those Republicans to be ineffective liars who were only using those issues to get the votes of white Americans who they then immediately proceeded to betray as soon as they got into office. By standing up for white workers against the banks and the Jews of Wall Street, you can also cut the ground from beneath the feet of the left in this country by taking away the issues that they used to run on and who, just as much as the establishment Republicans, betrayed their supporters again and again once they were in office and chose to obey the orders of oligarchs like Soros. By doing all of these things, you can build a coalition between young white workers and students and older white workers that will last for a decade or more, and which will, during that time period, be undefeatable at the polls. This will give the people themselves, through my organization, the National Alliance, and through other entrepreneurs and innovators, time to build media, social, religious, and political organizations that can turn the tide against the anti-white establishment and defeat it permanently and 10 times as soundly as you did earlier this month. Such a coalition will give us time and the right social climate, not only to build the wall, but to arrest and imprison or exile those oligarchs who are using their billions to destroy us, those who accept their bribes, and the private intelligence agencies, change agents, and dirty tricks operatives that they use to destroy their opposition. It's time to destroy them. Additionally, Mr. Trump, you must already be aware that you are surrounded by neoconservatives and corrupt establishment Republicans, many of whom supported you only in the last moments of your race, when it began to look as though you had an excellent chance of winning the election. They did so for bad motives. They did so to avoid personal irrelevance in a possible Trumpian Washington. And they did so as agents of the system. They did so in order to compromise and undermine and take over your movement and your administration. Do not fall for their blandishments. Do not compromise with them. Do not appoint them to positions of power. They are as deadly an enemy as are George Soros and his ilk. In fact, truth be told, they are his ilk. Agents of the Jewish power structure that operates the fake Hillary Clinton left and the fake neocon right. Let's examine a couple of them. John Bolton and Rudy Giuliani. John Bolton never met a war for Israel that he didn't like. He is a prominent member of such neoconservative and Zionist-oriented groups as the Jewish Institute for National Security Affairs and the Committee for Peace and Security in the Gulf. Just a few days ago, he openly called for U.S.-imposed regime change in Iran, pushing a policy that has no conceivable benefit for Americans, but may involve us in a war against Iran that could result in the deaths of many tens of thousands of our people. Iran is a far more formidable potential enemy than Iraq ever was or could have been. Iran is allied with Russia, and Iran does not threaten America. It is Israel that wants war and regime change in Iran, and John Bolton is an Israeli agent. Bolton runs an outfit called the John Bolton Super PAC that supports Israel's subservient candidates, which is funded in part by Jewish vulture capitalist Paul Singer. Bolton is the co-head of the neocon Gatestone Institute's so-called International Policy Council, and his partner there is the unspeakable uber-Zionist and Jeffrey Epstein play pal, Alan Dershowitz. John Bolton and his ilk should be forever debarred from any position of power in your administration. We will be watching you and judging you on your response to the push to appoint him. Rudy Giuliani is one of the slipperiest eels in the Washington Aquarium, and he serves the sharks at the top very well. As I said on this program 6 years ago, Rudy Giuliani is also a man who has been totally, utterly, and irredeemably captured by the Jewish supremacists. Giuliani has been shilling for that crowd for a very long time. Even before he was elected mayor, more than a decade ago, he made the talk show circuit as a prosecutor, repeatedly saying, with that practiced tough guy sincerity and a smile on his face, that what we needed to do was to enact hate crime statutes that would give prosecutors like him the power to specially punish and imprison people because of their racial or political beliefs. Giuliani was also the U.S. representative to the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, or OSCE, and his mission was to end free speech and jail those who questioned Jewish power. Here is what he said when he addressed the OSCE. Quote, "Yes, some will argue that hate crimes need not be punished more harshly than similar crimes committed for different reasons. But the fact is that extra penalties are used throughout civilized legal systems, in Europe as well as America, as a way to distinguish acts that are particularly heinous. One of the functions of the law is to teach, to draw lines between what's permissible and what's forbidden." Close quote. More chills for your spine, ladies and gentlemen. What's permissible and what's forbidden, as defined by Rudy Giuliani and his masters. We don't need Alfred Hitchcock or Stephen King anymore, now that we've got Rudy and the Jews. And like the Obama administration does in Syria, Giuliani shilled for Islamic terrorist groups in order to push for regime change in Iran. He even spoke before a conference promoting a bloody terror group, the MEK, just a few months ago. Rudy Giuliani and the rest of the Israel-worshipping, warmongering system Republicans do not deserve to be within 25,000 miles of Washington and your administration, except perhaps in a jail cell. We are wise to these vampires who have been destroying our people and our nation. We know who our enemies are. We will be watching you and judging you on how quickly you act, if you choose to do right, to drive a stake through their hearts and free our nation once again. Sincerely, Kevin Alfred Strom, Media Director, National Alliance. A letter from Anthony Collins, written in response to last week's program, part one of my open letter to Trump, deserves to be answered here. Mr. Collins wrote in part, quote, "I think this is an excellent ADV program, although its form of an open letter and the thrust of its proposals might, if read in isolation, generate misunderstandings regarding the National Alliance's expectations concerning Donald Trump and its orientation towards the system. Speaking for myself, I think the assessment made of Trump in earlier ADV programs is likely to be on the mark. I also think that the program set forth in this ADV program, while it is attractive, sensible, and eminently political, for it would enable Trump to build and consolidate his political base while undermining that of his enemies, is too radical for someone like Trump to envisage, let alone implement. I think it will be up to others, mostly outside of the system and free of Jewish supervision, to champion these things and use them to secure political space." Close quote. I quite agree, Mr. Collins. We are free of Jewish supervision, and we are championing those things now. Today, in the form of an open letter to Trump. Tomorrow, in the form of radicalizing our people even further, and the day after tomorrow, in taking whatever steps are necessary to build a new race-based order in this world. Let there be no misunderstanding. I think the chances of Mr. Trump's reading and fully understanding my open letter are remote. But a few months ago, the idea of even a civic nationalist like Trump taking the Republican Party away from its owners and then defeating the combined forces of the Jewish-controlled media, the Democratic political machine, and the anti-white left seemed rather remote, too. Trump is joined at the hip to a certain wing of the Jewish power structure that is killing us, as I've pointed out again and again. I also entertain no illusions that we can build a racial state in North America through the ballot box. But like my letter to Elon Musk, this letter is a chance worth taking. Trump is volatile and has changed his positions over time. He is his own man to a degree not seen for half a century in his office. And this letter is not really only for Mr. Trump. Those who read it here, and those who read it as it wends its way through the channels towards the new president, may well learn something, or be stimulated to think of things they hadn't considered before. And some of those people possess stakes and hammers. Back to Mr. Collins' letter, quote, "We should, as William L. Pierce said, count our friends, and we should count our friends correctly. In the grammar of politics, faux amis, false friends, lead to faux pas, false steps, and faux pas can be fatal. In any case, we don't have time to lose entertaining idle hopes, following false leaders, or indulging in what might be called proxy politics. White people should not only have a sense of danger that weighs upon them, they should also have a sense of duty that can lead them and support them through danger, an imperious sense of duty that demands continuous and conscientious work for one's race. For my part, I'm inclined to take Trump seriously only if he orders a drone strike on George Soros or has this subversive sheeny rubbed out in some other way." Close quote. Very good, Mr. Collins. Let me make it crystal clear. Donald J. Trump is not our leader. We of the National Alliance are the leaders of our people. As Dr. William Pierce said, we alone, we who know the cosmic stakes of the fight for our race's survival and self-determination, are the only adults in a world of children. We are teaching and leading him, if he will listen. And even if he will not listen, we are teaching and leading all of those white people who by design or by chance may encounter our words as we engage with the world. You've been listening to American Dissident Voices, the radio program of the National Alliance. The National Alliance is working to educate white men and women around the world as to the nature of the reality that we must face, and organizing our people to ensure our survival and advancement. Write to National Alliance, Box 172, Laurel Bloomery, Tennessee, 37680, USA, to learn how you can make your life count. Or visit natall.com. That's NATALL.com. Once again, our postal address is Box 172, Laurel Bloomery, Tennessee, 37680, USA. Until next week, this is Kevin Alfred Strom reminding you of the words of Richard Berkeley Cotton. Freedom is not free. Free men are not equal, and equal men are not free.
For blood and for soil, we will work, we will toil. Heaven is born on the earth. The heroes arise as we shout to the skies. We will now have our rebirth. For blood and for soil, we will work, we will toil. Heaven is born on the earth. The heroes arise as we shout to the skies. Shout.